3. Life in the shelter. Life underground. The first steps taken by civil authorities against the bombings were to provide people with the necessary guidance for the proper use of the shelters. These instructions were broadcast by radio, as well as in written form distributed throughout the city streets, shops, factories, bars, and entertainment venues. In addition, the governor and the Passive Defence Committee issued announcements and notices on the rules, among which the prohibition of staying overnight in the shelters stood out. A rule which, at the end of the war, and due to the persistence of the airstrikes, many people broke by staying to sleep in these places, considered more secure. The neighbourhood committees participated in all of these tasks. The sound of the El Fadri sirens going off was the signal used before a bombing, so that the population could head quickly to the nearest shelter, although sometimes they waited until they heard the sound of the aeroplane themselves to make sure it wasn't a false alarm. Sometimes, huge crowds congregated at the shelter's entrance. People moved fast, they were scared and in a hurry, causing some of them to fall over. So, to monitor this situation, a surveillance guard was put in place. Inside the shelters they would be safer, but they had to fight against the cold, damp, and darkness. These shelters were like big houses. Often people came with a supply of blankets to sit on, or to cover up from the cold and damp inside. They also used to carry oil lamps, cotton balls with oil, cresolettes, lamps that worked with oil, or candles to provide light inside the shelters. Some people also took mattresses and hammocks, and even domestic animals. Sick people, transported in mattresses, beds or wheelchairs, also came to these shelters. Some children played with the mud of the shelter, despite their fear, making little balls. It was said that children used to hang a wooden stick around their necks that they would bite during the bombings to prevent them from going deaf due to heavy explosions. Inside the shelter, people used to sit on the benches until they heard the siren signalling the end of an air raid. Sometimes, when the bombs were dropped at a very close distance, they shouted, "Hit the dirt!" and people panicked. There were moments of shared silence, fear, and often of solidarity. The bombings produced terror, insecurity, low morale, hunger and fatigue among the civilian population, but also a sense of indignation and courage.
The hug that my grandfather gave me when we met took away half of my fear. The other half has stayed with me for more than 60 years. Throughout my life, I haven't been able to hear a factory siren, an ambulance, or a police car without getting goosebumps.